The First Letter of Peter, Chapter 1. From Peter, Apostle of Jesus Christ, to all those living as aliens in the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. To those whom God the Father has called according to his plan, and made holy by the Spirit, to obey Jesus Christ and be purified by his blood, may grace and peace increase among you. You have been saved. Let us praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for his great mercy. In raising Jesus Christ from the dead, he has given us new life and a living hope. The inheritance that does not corrupt, nor goes bad, nor passes away, was reserved for you in heaven, since God's power shall keep you faithful until salvation is revealed in the last days. There is cause for joy, then, even though you may, for a time, have to suffer many trials. Thus will your faith be tested, like gold in a furnace. Gold, however, passes away, but faith, worth so much more, will bring you, in the end, praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ appears. You have not yet seen him, and yet you love him. Even without seeing him, you believe in him and experience a heavenly joy beyond all words, for you are reaching the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This was the salvation for which the prophets so eagerly looked when, in days past, they foretold the favor of God with regard to you. But they could only investigate when the Spirit of Christ, present within them, pointed out the time and the circumstances of this, the sufferings of Christ, and the glories which would follow. It was revealed to them that they were working not for themselves, but for you. Thus, in these days, after the Holy Spirit has been sent from heaven, the gospel preachers have taught you these mysteries, which even the angels long to see. Be holy. So then, let your spirit be ready. Be alert with confident trust in the grace you will receive when Jesus Christ appears. Like obedient children, do not return to your former life, given over to ignorance and passions. Imitate the one who called you. As he is holy, so you too be holy in all your conduct. Since Scripture says, "Be holy, for I am holy." You call upon a Father who makes no distinction between persons, but judges according to each one's deeds. Take seriously, then, these years which you spend in a strange land. Remember that you were freed from the useless way of life of your ancestors, not with gold and silver, but with the precious blood of the Lamb without spot or blemish. God, who has known Christ before the world began, revealed him to you in the last days. Through him, you have faith in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, in order that you might put all your faith and hope in God. In obeying the truth, you have gained interior purification, from which comes sincere mutual love. Love one another, then, with all your heart, since you are born again, not from mortal beings, but with enduring life through the Word of God, who lives and remains forever. It is written, all flesh is grass, and its glory like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. This word is the gospel which has been brought to you.